Good morning, and welcome back to Kirch's Corner. It's been a while. I'll admit that much. It has been, a week or two since I missed a week, but now here we are back again, ready to record another episode. I was busy moving and everything, you know, life can get busy. I didn't really send out an update or anything, but here we are back again, and what a perfect time to be back when you talk about Wisconsin sports, right? Just an absolutely ridiculous week, but we're going to start out, as always, with the Bucks in Milwaukee. And again, dead point of the offseason. Nothing really happening. I guess you could say if you were ever a believer that Giannis was going to be gone, that is no more. I guess you could say. Shams apparently decided that it would be now. Confirmed that Giannis would start the season with Milwaukee because they re-signed his brother, Thanasis. He's back on the Bucks, which is honestly a great thing for them. I think whenever he has his brother out there, he's always playing better. He kind of levels his head a little bit. Things kind of change for him. And I think that's obviously a good sign. Nothing to read too much into, but that's really about all we've got going on over there. And then we can move on over to Green Bay. Where the news has been nationally dominated in the NFL for the past week. This last weekend, Micah Parsons to the Packers in a trade. I probably told you this was not going to happen. I said that about a lot of things. I don't know about Micah Parsons exactly. I know I said no trade Hendrickson. I don't think they would, you know, go out for TJ Watt. And I think I joined a lot of people. When I got the notification that said Micah Parsons traded to the Packers, I ran around my house with excitement, and I couldn't believe it. This is the biggest move I think I've ever seen the Packers make since, you know, maybe Charles Woodson. It's been a really long time since something like this has happened, right? And it ended up being a really perfect trade for the Packers when you really break it down. When the report first came out, it was 2 first-round picks for Micah Parsons. And that turned out to be part of it, not all of it, obviously. And then it was later released that they included Kenny Clark in the deal. Obviously, it was too good to be true at first. Kenny Clark added. Obviously, you love Kenny Clark. He spent his whole career here. He's been great for the Packers since 2016 when he started. And it's tough to see him go, but you know he did well for us. But he's been on the downtrend, if you will. Last year was not his best year, one of the lower ones in history. He's a 3-time Pro Bowler. That was not a Pro Bowl year. A little bit of regression, combined tackles. He only had 37, only 1 sack. There's a reason why that pass rush last year was not great. And not to put it all on Kenny Clark, but he was great. But it's something you can live with when you're getting a guy like Micah Parsons, right? Let's take a look at it. His rookie year, 13 sacks. The year after, 13.5. Year after that, 14, and last year, 12, but he missed 4 games, so pretty good stuff. A lot of people are concerned about the injuries. I don't think that's anything to worry about. I think his accolades jump out at you enough where you can just look past that. He's only in his 5th year, so you're kind of paying for the next 4 with a big contract, but you're betting on the fact that he will be, you know, still in his prime by then. He's still a young guy. And nearly a defensive player of the year already. And the great part about this trade, or at least the contract, was that they're front-loading a majority of the pay. So they're getting that out of the way really quick, which makes sense. I talked about this before. Jaire Alexander, his contract being gone, cleared up a lot of cap space, and it was all a question of what they were going to do with it. And now you look at it, they're going to front-load that contract to pay off majority of it, stretch out the rest at a lower rate, and it ends up working out really well for them. So that was a pretty smart move by the front office, and obviously this is just a game-changing move for the organization and a sign that, you know, I've always said that the Packers are a team that likes to stay good enough to be competitive in the playoffs but never really making those moves to, you know, make another Super Bowl run. But now I think we're really seeing that with this move. And, you know, people are saying this is just like Reggie White coming to the Packers. And I think that's a pretty good comparison. This is massive. And combining that pass rush of Micah Parsons with Rashawn Gary, you're opening the door for Devontae Wyatt and Brinson to kind of take that spot at the nose tackle. I mean, this has transformed the season completely. I said about 9 or 10 wins floating around there. That's where the line set, 9.5. I think after that, the line jumps at least 1 or 2 wins of where you expect them to be. Sounds crazy to say for just one player, but that is just the type of difference that this is going to make for the team as long as, you know, everybody stays healthy and everything. So that has been ridiculous to see, and, you know, props to the Cowboys for doing that for us. I'm really glad Jerry Jones can't get past his ego and decided to send Micah Parsons to Green Bay. This is, you know, adding Micah Parsons, you have two of the best defensive players in the league back there now. With the former, you know, almost, I guess to say, almost defensive player of the year, Micah Parsons. Xavier McKinney back at safety. And then, you know, at linebacker, Edgren Cooper, Quay Walker. I mean, this defense is looking really good, and they were good last year. And the only question is at cornerback, but they were good enough last year without Jair for most games. So I think that this will really push the Packers to the next level. And pending how the wide receivers perform this year, they could very well be one of the best teams in the league. And, you know, only time will tell. You have to see them play first. Regular season starts this Sunday for the Packers. So huge stuff going on there. Really excited for that. And, yeah, that's about everything you need to know from the Micah Parsons trade. Wearing number 1. So that's the first time a Packer has worn that since Curly Lambeau back in the day. So you can tell they mean business about this. As well as that, Matthew Golden changes number to 0. Also the first ever Green Bay Packer to wear 0. So big culture changes right now. This is not the Packers we're used to seeing, but it's maybe the one we're going to move forward with. So let's move on to the other side of Milwaukee with the Brewers. Last time we were on here talking about them, they were the hottest team in baseball and probably on a run to make, you know, an even longer win streak for their history books. Since then, we saw the Cubs series, 5 games in Chicago against the Cubs. Lost that series, only took 2 wins there. You knew that was going to be tough, but the Cubs are a great team as well. You can't be too upset about that. And then since then, dropped the series to the Giants. I mean, it's been subpar compared to the success of the earlier season, but nothing necessarily horrible. Split the series with the Diamondbacks 2-2, and just recently today, or yesterday, took that series against the Blue Jays without a sweep, just 1 loss there in Toronto. So now you kind of have the Phillies coming up, which is today at 3. This is going to be a test for them, I guess. You know, getting back to the competitive teams, we're in the final home stretch of this season. By the end of the month, you know, we're going to be playoff time, and it's really going to depend on how they're going to finish out this season. Midway point was magical, best team in baseball. Since then, kind of fallen off a little bit, you know, 7-game lead on the Cubs or 6.5. That's nothing, you know, to be too worried about, but I think they could be doing a lot better. I think it's just a little bit worrying, but still the best team in the MLB by a decent margin, which is good to see. And, you know, with this final stretch, with this Phillies series, it's going to be really important for them, but they're getting Jackson Chourio back, and that's definitely going to help them a lot. So obviously keep your eyes on there, and, you know, don't get too bogged down by these losses. Series losses, honestly, you can't be too happy about it. Like, it's a loss, but I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. I think that this team will definitely show up come playoff time, or at least I hope so. Maybe I'm just delusional, but that's just my thoughts on that. You know, other than that, just it's the dog days of the baseball season. That's where we're at right now, and that's about as much as you can ask for, just some big series wins as we get towards the end. So with that being said, I do have, you know, a claim that I'm going to make. I'm going to say by next week, next episode, I'm looking to have a little bit of a surprise. I can't really reveal what that is yet, but I'm definitely going to try. So just be prepared for that. And that's about all I've got for you here today. Good to be back. Good to be back on. Thank you for listening, everybody. I've been your host, Lucas Kirshner on Kirch's Corner, and we'll see you next time.